101. The History of the Dornbach. The first Bergisch Gladbach paper mills were founded more than 400 years ago, starting in 1582 by Cologne-based companies. Amongst others, they supplied paper to the printing and publishing houses for which Cologne was famous. The Dornbach mill was the third mill to receive its concession in the year 1614. The oldest surviving part of the building dates from 1618. The extensions and rebuilding over the following centuries testify to the checkered history of the mill. From about 1750 on, two companies worked in the mill complex for just under 100 years, the reason for the existence of two mill wheels in the past. The factory owners and their families lived directly adjacent to the plant, in the rooms in which you are standing now. Around 1810, one of the owners built another mill 200 metres east of the old Dornbach. From 1834, all the Dornbach mills were once again in the hands of a single owner. He converted the new mill into a factory in which today stands our large paper machine. Production has gradually been moved to the new Dornbach, and the old mill ceased production in 1900. In 1876, the Zanders Company, which to this day exerts a strong influence on the commercial life in Bergisch Gladbach, bought the complete Dornbach complex. Zanders converted the old Dornbach into living quarters for company employees. In 1930, also the Dornbach factory was shut down. In 1987, Zanders donated the old Dornbach buildings to the Landschaftsverband Rheinland. After a fundamental renovation of the buildings, the Dornbach was opened as a paper museum in 1999. If you would like to hear more about the rebuilding work, please select number 102.